why not just embrace it? I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. And Cliff, some of us are actually planning to be outdoors. Do we have any choice about embracing the rain?
Well, not if you're going to be out for a long time, but there'll be some breaks. Today we've had clouds and quite a few showers floating around. And unfortunately, a good part of the weekend will be like that. We have one front going through today, and then another system is coming in tomorrow. And so, you know, Saturday is going to be cloudy. There'll be rain. It won't be steady rain, but there'll be on and off showers. It won't be great in the western side of the mountains, so your hike could be wet. And temperatures are going to drop back below normal, maybe mid-60s. So not great Saturday.
Will there be any dry spots in western Washington?
I think there will be. I mean, classic this time of the year. You know, we can get showers, but it's not going to be raining the whole day. So I think there'll be breaks, and the best way to judge that is to look at the radar. You know, you got to look at the weather radar. And if you look at those animations, which are online, you can see those breaks and get out there and do what you have to do.
And if you're just outdoors, it'll blow by, basically.
Eventually. Well, if you have a smartphone, you can look at the radar on those as well. So radar now is available everywhere you go, and you can really plan your activities, especially in the summer when it's not going to rain for the whole day.
What about on Sunday? Is it drying out at all or more of the same?
Well, Sunday is not going to be completely dry. It'll probably be a little bit better, but there'll still be some showers, and there's a significant chance of a Puget Sound convergence zone, which means that area from Seattle northward could have some extra rain, and also there'll be some showers on the western side of the Cascades. So it's not going to be a dry day. It looks like later in the day it's going to improve. A weak ridge is going to push in, so as you get into the afternoon, it's going to improve. And right now it looks like Monday is going to be a fairly decent day. Temperatures will get back in the low 70s and probably generally a dry day. So Monday is going to be the best day in the next 3 days.
It's so frustrating. We get these forecasts this time of year especially that'll say 50% chance of rain, and it's really hard to plan around that.
Well, I mean, that's the story. I mean, we don't have continuous big shields of rain this time of the year. We have these showery regimes, you know, some on and off showers. And so, you know, you could get away with it. You know, might be lucky. But when you start seeing 40, 50, 60% chance of rain, you got to be ready for it.
So it's been a bit colder than average this June. I guess snow is just now melting off the mountain passes. Is that right?
That's right. Just a few days ago, the snow finally melted off at Stevens Pass. And interestingly enough, the melt-off dates have not been getting earlier during the last few decades, which is quite interesting. You know, there's a lot of talk about global warming. And for the globe as a whole, it is warming. And for most of the United States, it is warming. But there's one part of the country that's not warming. And that's the West Coast, and particularly the Northwest, from roughly the Cascade Crest to the ocean. You know, we haven't been warming. And because of that, the snowpack hasn't been going down, and the meltout is not getting earlier either.
I guess that's the good part of it, but is there a reason why we're different from everyone else?
The reason is the Pacific. If you look at any kind of model simulation of what's going to happen under global warming, the Arctic warms up more than any place else. The continents warm up more than the oceans. And it turns out that the eastern oceans warm up more slowly than the western oceans. Well, we're downstream of an eastern ocean, you know, the eastern Pacific, and the eastern Pacific is not warming up yet. And so that is keeping our temperatures down. It's keeping the snowpack up, and it's preventing us from melting off early. Now, that's going to change as we get later in the century. Eventually, the Pacific, all the Pacific, will warm up. But for the next decade or so, we're kind of protected from global warming because we're downstream of this ocean.
And so we watch the rest of the country have their heat waves and raging forest fires, and we sit here and shiver.
You can't blame it on global warming necessarily, but we've had a very persistent pattern with a trough over the West Coast and just offshore and this big ridge downstream of us over the central United States. So while we're having temperatures below normal, and on some days we're breaking all-time record lows for that day, in the middle of the country, they're having record temperatures. You know, temperatures getting up well over 100 in much of the central United States, and some places breaking their all-time temperature records for any day, and doing that in June. That's very unusual.
Hey, July's just around the corner.
That's right, and meteorologists will tell you summer begins here on July 12th.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. He joins us every Friday. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.